This isn't the podcast I expected to be doing. 1 year ago, when Flash Diaries mysteriously disappeared, it divided us. This podcast will be perfect when it covers
The Crisis!
The Crisis Diaries, a new episode streaming each week. Welcome back to another hiatus episode of Crisis Diaries from Flash Diaries. I'm Charlie, and on with the phone with me is Alan.
Hi.
Yeah, and we're going to talk some more. I think we're going to wrap some stuff up. Hopefully this will come out, and then we'll have an episode after we see the end of Crisis. But I wanted to make some predictions and also comment a couple of things that we missed last week. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
First thing, Earth F. I don't know if we actually talked about it too much. It came from the comic book, and Earth F is definitely Fletcher.
Max Fleischer.
Yeah. There's no way it's not that comic. We're a reference to that. And then I also looked up Earth D. Okay.
Okay.
Which was another one. And they have like a black Superman in that drawing. And Earth D apparently comes from a storyline by Marv Wolfman that's called Legends of the DC Universe Crisis on Infinite Earths number one. It comes from February 1999. Okay. And it's sort of a retconning of something called Earth D back into the universe before the crisis happened. The D stands for diversity. Okay. And so it was this whole thing where, the whole point of doing Crisis in the comic books was to reimagine all these characters for updated things and get rid of their continuity, but you know, update some of the stuff. And basically, I think I've heard it said that almost one of the biggest thing that really changed was there were less blondes or something like that. Like that's it. Like
okay.
But what I guess at one point, and maybe Marv Wolfman had been imagining this, would be there would be a lot more diverse cast and some of the characters would be racially changed. So that way there's more diversity. And when all the books restarted after Crisis on Infinite Earths, that didn't actually happen. So Earth D is his sort of like retconning what he would have hoped had happened post-crisis into a world that is pre-crisis.
Right. Yeah, the 70s kind of had that surge of African-American characters. And I think that's when Jon Stewart took over the Green Lantern of Earth title.
Yeah.
But you also had characters like Black Lightning being introduced and a few other things minorly, but yeah, I guess Marv Wolfman assumed they were going to continue in that direction, and I suppose they did not.
And what it sounds like is I think he actually thought they were going to do that with the other characters.
Main characters.
Like main characters, and not even necessarily, not go, oh, this is somebody else who's also a Green Lantern, but be like, hey, Hal Jordan is now black or something like that.
Right.
Like
right.
Just to try to change up diversity, and it just looks like
I hear where he's going with that, because like he wrote that story, Crisis, in which you witness Wonder Woman getting killed off, Supergirl getting killed off, and is there an argument to be made that you could just replace them with a minority.
Yeah.
So, and apparently that didn't happen. As we can see, that didn't happen.
Yep.
So yeah, that is interesting.
Speaking of deaths, that comes to the first question I have for you.
Go ahead.
We're going to just come up with predictions. I have a couple of random questions to ask, but anything else that you think will be happening in the end of Crisis and post-crisis, I am going to ask you about, and we're going to try to predict
some
stuff.
Give my opinion.
Well, both of us, kind of, you know.
All right. Well, I'll offer mine first.
And then the first, well, I mean, I have a couple, I'll start off with a question.
Go ahead. Start with the question.
Who else dies?
Let's see. Have we killed off all the non-CW characters already?
I guess so.
We killed off Brandon Routh, Superman. We killed off,
yeah,
I mean, we killed off the knockoff spinoff people like Huntress and Dick Grayson and I guess Robert Wool. But who's left? There's any paragons that are not
Nope.
Earth 1 and Earth 38? No.
Nope.
Then I don't know. I don't think you kill off any more people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
unless you want to kill off Luther again, in which case you're back to square one because he was dead before this all started.
Oh, I think that might actually be a good possibility, though. Think about
it. Yeah, that makes sense. If he was already dead.
Because then if he does that, it doesn't really mess with continuity of Supergirl that much.
Right, exactly.
And I guess this is a little late to talk about because, you know, there are technically everybody's dead except for these seven guys or girls. You know, these seven people are the only ones left in the universe or in the in the multiverse. There's only seven people left. So I guess death is sort of out of the question technically because they did. They killed Superman and they killed, you know, they've already killed most of the characters that I think would be lined up for something like that. So,
well, and they killed off Iris and they killed off, you know, just about everyone we know. So, I mean, death really doesn't have a meaning at this point because we know that these shows are going to continue after this mid-season and that we're going to have Iris back. We're going to have Vibe and everyone else back at the lab.
Yeah.
So predicting a death, here's the thing. Okay. I just saw Rise of Skywalker recently, and there were all these fake out deaths in the movie.
Yeah.
And in Crisis on Infinite Earths, we've already seen a whole bunch of fake out deaths with Arrow's dead. No, he's not. Okay, but he's alive, but then he's dead. Well, and now he's in the afterlife. And so there's all this death and not death happening. Well, there's very little meaning behind death in that respect as well. Yeah. I'm predicting there's going to be even more fake out deaths in the second half of Crisis.
Well, could there be? I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like,
oh, yeah,
we're back down to only seven people. So, like, how many more? There's only a total of seven more people who could die. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, but if you're going to unkill them, you could kill all of them.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you can recreate the death of Supergirl, have her lie in Earth-38's arms, and recreate that whole picture. And then you're just going to bring back Supergirl anyway, so that death doesn't matter either.
Well, but they can't even do that because Superman's already gone.
The Earth 38 Superman? Yeah, there's he's no on Superman the other ship.
Yeah.
That's right. There's no Superman to hold her.
Yeah.
Well, again, somehow they're going to resurrect him. Look, all sorts of stuff can happen.
Well, I mean, and that's what we're going to, that's what we're sort of discussing. You brought up Ollie as Spectre. Does Ollie stay as Spectre?
Yes, I think he does. In fact, as Spectre, I think he's going to start donning his old Arrow hood, and he's going to bring back the green hood for Spectre.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Okay, and the cape kind of.
Yeah, he's just going around in that green hood. He's like, I like wearing green. Why? Yeah. I can do whatever I want.
Well, and I looked up earlier today the Wikipedia on Spectre, and one of the big things that they said about Spectre was in all of these crisis-esque things, he's the one who gets to go like toe-to-toe with the big bad guy while everybody else is like making plans and stuff. So like he's toe-to-toe with the Anti-Monitor. And then everybody else is doing their like actual planning for what's actually going to beat the Anti-Monitor kind of thing. So that seems like Ollie fits into that role pretty well. It's also interesting that he might also be fulfilling this like Hal Jordan-esque type role too, because Hal Jordan also became the Spectre at one point. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays into things, especially with the concept of a rebirth. Now, I don't think they're going to rebirth Ollie because it makes no sense unless they do it 5 years down the road because Stephen Amell's like, I guess I'll come back.
Conceivably. I mean, you could go that route. I think what would be cool is they use the Spectre as a reason to introduce the Green Lantern in this universe.
Yeah. 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 Oh,
if he's got this omnipotence, he could reach across the galaxy and yank someone from the Green Lantern Corps and have him help them.
Yeah. I am not convinced that we won't see. I think there's a possibility we might see a Green Lantern by the end of this crossover.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. And I think there's a 50-50 chance that it's also, not only do we see a Green Lantern, I think there's a 50-50 chance that Diggle becomes the Green Lantern he's supposed to be.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Because they could set him up as Green Lantern
mm-hmm.
and then never do anything with him. because remember, Arrow is ending, so he doesn't even need to do it for more than 5 minutes. And then maybe they can have Flash run into him later on in like a year on a crossover or something. But he doesn't even need to be committed to a series to be on it. You know, they don't have to commit to the whole CGI of Green Lantern for more than a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they're going to resurrect some of these multiple Earths and just see that parallel Diggle that was referred to.
Yeah, or we could do that, yeah.
Superman, what was it, 96? He was the one that mentioned the ring. Who's the one that said, hey, where's your ring? Who said that?
Ship did. John Wesley Ship did.
Oh, right. Flash, that's 90. Earth 99. 90. Yeah. Earth 90, yeah. Okay, so on Earth 90, there was a Diggle who had the ring.
Yeah.
Or at least would be portrayed by that actor. Yes. Whether it be John Stewart or another name, we don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, you know, you could bring back someone from a parallel Earth and show, hey, look, here's you wearing the whole getup.
I almost think that he actually said, where's your ring, John? So it probably is John.
Oh,
Stewart.
He did say John?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
There you go.
Which brings up the other question. What do you think will ultimately happen at the end of this crisis? In the previous crisis in the comic books, all the Earths disappeared or got smashed into one, basically, with all continuity history happening. And, you know, while they're rewriting and they could rewrite a new history for everybody, everybody's history existed. And that's where we got the Justice Society coming several decades before the Justice League coming out, but being on the same Earth and having a lot of legacy characters and things like that. When we originally thought we were doing Flashpoint, my original idea was that the whole reason they even did Flashpoint was to bring Supergirl into their universe, and they didn't do that. What do you think is the outcome for the CW shows because of Crisis? And we'll talk about some of the other things after that. But start with the main series.
The easiest thing is combining Earth 1 and Earth 38.
Yeah.
And the reason they were separated in the first place is because Earth 38 began on CBS.
Yes.
It wasn't even the same network at the time. So combining Earth 1 and Earth 38 seems like the absolute most logical choice.
And
as
honestly,
as well as the Black Lightning Earth seems... why not? Why wouldn't you just bring that in while you're doing everything
as it
is now? But it also begged the question, if you were just going to do this, why would he be on a separate Earth anyway?
Yeah. Well, no, I think that they all started on... I think CBS started on a different Earth because of that, but also they wanted to separate them. They didn't want... I think that they themselves didn't want the continuity history of the CW shows to ruin Supergirl on CBS. They wanted people to think that they didn't necessarily need to know all that stuff. I honestly think that Supergirl being on a different Earth to start with was probably a good idea, because then they didn't need to justify all these backstories as to why we didn't know about her, you know, all those things. Same thing with Black Lightning. I think that Black Lightning was started and wanted to separate itself. I mean, because remember, originally Supergirl wasn't even supposed to meet Flash in the first season, but then Supergirl was not doing so well. So, they did that crossover in the first season. I think the same thing with Black Lightning. I think Black Lightning was started off to try to not have to worry about continuity like that. That's why they're on a different Earth. And I think that Black Lightning did well enough and is doing well enough that they didn't need to crossover. So I think Supergirl coming to Earth 1 makes sense. I think Black Lightning could fit into Earth 1 without much problem. I don't think anybody would like question it in the same way that Supergirl is going to just show up and suddenly be like, yeah, she's always been part of this universe, and that's how they're going to write it in, so they don't have to retcon anything. But I also think of the two, I think Black Lightning also, depending on how hard their writers fight for it, I think there's a chance Black Lightning doesn't cross over and that Black Lightning becomes the universe, becomes the new Earth 38 sort of thing, where if they want to go to another Earth, that's the one they go to for the crossovers.
So you're thinking maybe Black Lightning remains separate.
I could see an argument to make Black Lightning stay separate just so he, so they can continue to do their storyline without having to do the Iron Man 3 of like, wait, wouldn't he just call Cap? You know, the president is in danger right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, as it stands now, by combining Earth 1 and Earth 38, Batwoman is in the same boat. Because then you have that question of why didn't she just call Supergirl?
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. But I also think that they're going to work that. But
she's not because she's got pride. And I think that Black Lightning would have that same pride. He's like, this is my local area. I'm going to just fulfill my commitment to my local area.
Yeah.
And that's going to be that. I don't see the big need. But then again, that's my question of why would Black Lightning have had not been on Earth 1 the whole time?
Yeah.
I could easily have seen them showing a newspaper article, throw it on the table and be like, dude, you're no Central City Flash. You're no, you know, they could compare him to Flash, but he's like, no, I'm not. I'm my own guy.
Yeah. No, I've agree. Always been my I agree. Own guy. I think the choice was to make it so that way it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't an inevitability and it was never, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that they wanted to just sort of carve their own niche out for themselves in a way that,
well, like, I guess ultimately if what you say is true, if they did have a good reason to keep Black Lightning as a separate Earth, then that same reason would still apply today.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe they don't combine it. I don't know. But yeah, like the low hanging fruit is clearly 1 and 38 need to combine. That's easily done and said.
Yeah, exactly. And then second up would be them, would be Black Lightning. And then we've got all CW on CW, so it's all good and happy, I guess. Which brings up some other things. Okay, so what do we think is going to happen to? I mean, Teen Titans, we're assuming, is just going to turn into Teen Titans, and nothing will have changed. Right.
Well, and Teen Titans is not a CW show.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're talking about non-CW
shows. So you mean the actual Earth as a physical entity?
Yeah, it just goes back to being
the, I think it just remains a DC Unlimited show, DC Universe show, and then it is what it is. It's on its own world.
Yeah. I mean, because even DC Unlimited has multiple Earths going anyways, you know, between its animated series.
Oh, do they?
Series. I'm pretty sure their animated series and everything don't even intersect with each other necessarily.
All right. Well, and there's a whole bunch of animated stuff from CW Seed that they kind of do overlap, and it's just like they don't want to really bring in animated continuity into this whole rigmarole.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Here's an interesting one. Lucifer. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Lucifer,
which I don't follow, so you'll have to lead this one.
Lucifer's run has ended in terms of the Fox. Was it Fox or NBC? I think it was NBC. Their show ended, and then Hulu picked up a final season, and their final season really resolved a whole bunch of stuff for Lucifer. So the question is, not that necessarily that same Lucifer comes back, but if we get the actor who played you Lucifer to show up on Earth 1 as Earth 1's Lucifer, that would be pretty cool. And I feel like the storyline, he would, you know, I think that he works well with Constantine, and I think that because the Constantine storyline is going to take place, is going to be such a heavy factor in this year's Legends series, it would be really cool to see one of the people they run into and have to do battle with is Lucifer, and that Lucifer is played by the same guy.
Yeah, Lucifer. So they've got this actor in Crisis, so there's no reason he wouldn't come back for these other things, I don't think.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure, and that's the best part, is he could come back as a big bad, maybe, and then, but not necessarily have to be in every episode. And they're already going to be talking about Hell and Hell's releasing of all these really bad characters, you know, all these bad historical characters and things. And so I think that there's a good chance that he plays into that pretty well. I also think it would be interesting to see Stephen Amell pop up once in a while, because, you know, as the, you know, Wrath of God or whatever we're calling Spectre, he would also be able to fill in a role or two there, especially with his connection to people like Sarah.
Yeah, and that's the that's what we're setting up. Yeah. It's clearly he's going to be the Spectre, and you're not just going to never see the Spectre again at the end of Crisis. Yeah. So yeah, you'll have an ultimate good and an ultimate bad omnipotent character. And you can have Constantine kind of bridging the gap. He'll be sort of your Dr. Fate type character yeah. as well, since we haven't introduced him yet.
So then the other one would be, I mean, I'm assuming the movies are the movies. We're not going to really worry about them. They were sort of fun, playful additions.
Yeah,
that
but
don't mean
we've been introduced to a preview of a new series coming out soon, which is Stargirl.
Oh, yeah.
So she's fitting in somewhere. Yep. I would just assume she's coming into Earth One as well.
I believe that makes the most sense. No, I'm talking more about things we've specifically seen at the moment. And then I'm leading up to basically Birds of Prey. I would love to see Birds of Prey somehow filtered into Earth One and have it mm-hmm. both be part of either whatever they're going to do with Arrow and the Canaries in Arrow, and or fill into to Batwoman. I mean, especially right. because they've had one of the actresses is on Batwoman, and I'm still annoyed she hasn't showed up. I can't believe they didn't get the two of them together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I think that that would make for an interesting thing, because we talked about this with Birds of Prey when we watched a couple episodes of it, is Birds of Prey and Batwoman do still have this very similar vibe in this.
Well, they're both in the same location.
Well, but Gotham, but it's a similar Gotham vibe. It's Gotham. It's post Batman. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's dark and seedy. Like, I mean, it's Gotham, but you know what I mean? Like it's not, it wouldn't be too hard to work them into Batwoman and change Batwoman almost fundamentally. That being said, I don't know if you want to change Batwoman that fundamentally.
Right.
But seeing that Black Canary in Batwoman would be really cool, I think.
Mm-hmm.
As at least, because it feels like there needs to be at least one of these crossovers that actually mean something.
Yeah, I agree. Because we all got so excited about the Dick Grayson and the
Tom Wellington. Yep.
Yeah, Tom Welling's. So he's. These characters that we were looking forward to seeing, and then you just kind of like, oh, now they're gone. Yeah. I would love to see them pay off. And even if the actors don't want to come back, just be like, yeah, he's living somewhere. He's living somewhere in the country. Yeah. Don't worry about it, but he's there. He's alive. He's fine.
Well, and you could always put some of these Superman in this like pocket universe and then have Crisis on Infinite Earths, or no, Infinite Crisis happened.
Infinite Crisis, yeah. Yeah, then Brandon Routh could chill out there forever.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Any other predictions you'd like to make? I wanted to keep this a little short, I think, but...
Outside of that, I think these are the major predictions. The presumption is you're going to have a Catco existing in the same world as Star Labs.
Yep.
And they're all going to have Gotham City not too far from them.
Yep.
And that's the gist of it.
And unlike the original comics, it's going to condense, but it's not going to get rid of all the other alternate Earths. They're going to still be out there. And what will be interesting is if they ever utilize that in the future, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it would be so cool to actually have a crossover with something like Birds of Prey or something like that, just in the future, just actually build it up for an episode or something. You know what I mean? Like, that would be so awesome. So,
yeah, for sure.
So it's interesting that the final outcome is actually not going to be as devastating, I don't think, as the original comic books were. Because you're not going to, like we said, you're not going to fold in Teen Titans and you're not going to fold in all this other stuff. And I think Stargirl's just going to happen sort of naturally, maybe. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Stargirl.
Yeah. It's I want to see John Wesley Shipp return as Jay Garrick. I want to see we still need some of these aspects of Earth 2 that we callously wiped out in an episode of Arrow.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I think there needs to be some kind of Earth 2. And
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I don't even know. I think Earth 2 could still be part of Earth 1. I think Jay could exist in the same Earth as Barry Allen.
Okay.
I think that would be really cool. And then Jesse could live in the same world as Wally and all that stuff and just like treat it like an actual, you know, you're not running across dimensions. You're running across the street.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wally might not exist either. So.
Okay.
Based on that comic book, remember?
Yeah.
Well, and it is interesting because I think that multidimensionalness is a big part of the Flash TV show. And for the most part, what we're saying is after the crisis, there's not really going to be any other Earths for Barry to visit that he's visited before. You know, the Earths that are going to be saved are things like Teen Titans, and he's not going to visit that Earth. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, so,
right.
So it is a pretty
big hit.
Well,
he's not going to visit that Earth, but he, you know, they introduced an Earth 3 and a semi-Earth 3 when they introduced Earth 2, right?
Yeah.
When they did, you know, good is bad and bad is good sort of stuff. And they could always do that again. You know, they could, wow, we found another doppelganger word. They did that in the DC universe in the first place, right? When they wiped out all the multiverses, then they introduced Earth 2, and the Earth 2 was more like Earth 3 from pre-crisis.
Yeah.
And well, Owlman and all that
no,
stuff.
No, that's because from what I understand, they destroyed everything. And then after like 10 or 11 years, they're like, no, we probably made a mistake and brought them back. I mean, isn't that what Infinite Crisis was all about?
No. This is pre-Infinite Crisis. This is like a decade before Infinite Crisis. They showed like they crossed transdimensionally, and there was an evil version of all the Justice League.
Oh, okay.
And it was a different design than what you saw in the early 80s, but you still had Ultraman, Owlman, Superwoman, all of them existing. Even though you saw Earth 3 get destroyed in the first pages of Crisis on Infinite Earth. So it's not to say that just because we wipe out these Earths doesn't mean we're going to not find new ones in the future.
Yeah. No, good point. Good point. I think that's a good wrap. Hopefully, we'll be back after the crisis is over because it's all one night. So we'll have to, so we can't really record one in the middle of that. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'm excited. And yeah, thank you very much for being part of this, Alan, and all the people who are listening for listening. And we have at least one more episode left. So I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
All right. But for now,
we'll be back
in a flash.